Zak the Mishnah Vayitra, Masech the Zerivin, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Okay, I'm in my house, and I want to go to a shir, which is 4,000 amis away. I can put in a Ruvit Techumen there before Shabbos. I'm going to put it down there in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbit. The end, he comes there, and he says, oh, there's a tree here, how convenient. Nisani Be'ilin, and he places it on a tree, L'maylo Me'asara Tvachim, higher than 10 Tvachim. Eina Ruvi Erev, because this tree is Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I'm sure you remember from Masechta Shabbos, anything that's high 10 Tvachim, and there's a width of 4x4 Tvachim, is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And he had a mind to be kind of Shvisa in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So by Beina Shmashais, that means Safek Yom, Safek Laila, when it's almost Shabbos, at the point that he had in mind to be kind of Shvisa means where you're officially acquiring your place of residence for Shabbos, he can't get to his food. You can't carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And therefore the Erev wouldn't be good. But Lamata Me'asara Tvachim, if it was lower than 10 Tvachim, Eruv the Erev. Even though really, between 3 and 9 Tvachim high, it has the name of a Carmelis. Carmelis is something which is not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And Midrabbanan, you're not allowed to carry from a Carmelis to a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or from a Carmelis to a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. A Carmelis is both the Chumres of Rosh Hashanah Yachid and a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi, who holds that something that is Aser Midrabbanan, a Shvus, Shvus means an Isser Shabbos Midrabbanan, is not Aser Ben HaShmashas, when it's only Safik Yam Safik Laila. And it's not Mamish Shabbos yet, it's just Safik Yam Safik Laila. That's the time that he has to be able to get to his Erev, and then he can. Because if it's lower than 10 Tvachim, it's not an Isser Deraisa. If the tree was higher than 10 Tvachim, that would mean carrying from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that would be Aser Ben HaShmashas. So again, higher than 10 Tvachim, it's not a good Erev. Lower than 10 Tvachim, it is a good Erev. Sani Bebarf was put into a pit, Pilo Amik Meya Amit, even if it was deep 100 Amis, Eruvei Erev. The Erev is good. Even though a pit that is deep 10, and if it's wide 4x4 Tvachim would be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but we're talking about a pit that's in a field, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so it's in a Carmelis. And to carry from a Carmelis into a Rosh Hashanah Yachid is only an Isser Drabbanan. You don't take Yisurei Derabana lightly. But this Tana holds, Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashais, Chazal weren't geyser yet. Therefore, at that time, the Erev was still accessible to him. Right, Rizak the Mishnah, Nesani B'Reish HaKon, if you put it on top of a reed, the B'Reish HaKundis, or on top of a pole, Bizman Shu Talish V'Noetz, as long as it was first taken out from the ground, and then inserted back into the ground, stuck back in, even if it's high 100 amis, hareza erev, it's a good erev. Because this is a thin pole going up, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Even though all the way on top you may have a platform that's wide 4x4, but it's still not a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And therefore it's considered something that is available to him. Now the reason you have to rip it out of the ground and put it back in is because if this was a reed that's growing from the ground, we wouldn't let you take something off the top because we're scared you're going to knock off part of the reed, and that would be kaitzer, that would be cutting. And that's something that's so likely to happen, would be usser even bein hashmashais. Vayitra zak to mishnah, nesani b'migdal, if you put it in literally a tower, but it means like a closet or a locker, v'yavad ha-mavteich, and he lost the key. Hareza erev. It's still a good erev. Reason being, we're talking about a lock here that's held together by ropes. For me to cut the ropes, that would only be an Issur Drabbanan, because it's a mekalkel. I'm destroying the ropes, I'm not fixing it. Anytime you're destroying something, it's only Issur Drabbanan. And again, this Tana holds that Chazal weren't geyser Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashais. The Issur Drabbanan only goes into effect when I know for sure it's Shabbos. So, as long as it was accessible to him, as long as he was able to get it, technically speaking, Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmashais, the Erev clicks into place. Rabbi Eliezer says, in any day, if he does not know for a fact, shahamavteach b'makaymai, that the key is in its place, ain't a erev, it's not an erev. See, Rabbi Eliezer holds, if we only had one problem over here, cutting the ropes, which is an issur d'rabbanan, okay, let's say ben hashmashais, it would be mutter. But in addition to that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the knife is muktzah. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, anytime a keli is set aside for a certain use, you can't use it for something else. What's a knife set aside for? Cutting kugel, cutting gefilte fish, not cutting ropes. So if you have two problems, muktzah and the cutting itself is an issur d'rabbanan, that would be too much. That would be aser ben hashmashais as well. Okay, quickly chazring over the Mishnah. If you put it on a tree that's higher than 10 tfachim, and he had in mind to be kind of shvisa for his erev to be in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the erev won't work. because that would be an Isser Deraisa. But if it was lower than 10 Tfachim, so then it's not a Rosh HaSayachet. Anything above 3 Tfachim, between 3 and 10, would be a Karmelis, so it's only an Isser Derabanan, and therefore the Erev would be a good Erev. Again, this goes according to the Tana that says Ben HaShmoshes Chazal weren't Geizer yet, they're Isurei Derabanan, which is called a Shvus. Isurei Derabanan on Shabbos are referred to as a Shvus. As long as he can somehow get it, Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmoshes, it's okay. We also learned in the Mishnah, if you put it into a pit, that even if it's deep, 100 amma, but it's in a field, so it's carrying from a Karmelis to Rosh HaSayachet, the Erev is good. We learned if you put it on top of a reed or on top of a pole, because it's narrow and it's not a Rosh HaSayachet, it's good for the same reason, but only if it was talush v'noetz, meaning uprooted and then stuck into the ground. If it's naturally connected to the ground, then I'm scared you're going to break off the top of the reed as you're taking it, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do it. And the male of the Erev wouldn't be a good Erev. And finally, we learned in the Mishnah that if you put it into some type of a locker, he lost the key and yet would have to cut ropes. Tanakam holds, okay, that would only be an Isur Derabanan because he's just destroying the ropes, he's not fixing anything. And Ben HaShmoshes, it would still be okay. Rabbi Eliezer says it would also be Muktzah, according to Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, that's too much Muktzah, and he's doing an act which you can't do. That wouldn't work even Ben HaShmoshes. And therefore the Erev would not be a good Erev.